Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
The late, great Otis Redding bringing us back. Ladies and gentlemen, 23 after the hour. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you like it when you get there. If you'll noodle around there and find whatever you're working on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, wherever you are in the problem-solving stages of anything, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Russ Whitney. Russ is the author of Inner Voice, Unlock Your Purpose and Passion, just out right now. Folks, this is a book that's written by a man who's logged a few hours on this earth and in the marketplace. He's been rich, he's been poor, he's been up, he's been down, and this book is what he's learned about all of that. And the idea that you can take that life and buy it in a book and learn from it is, to me, is a gift. Russ, thank you for that gift.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
And you have something else you want to give.
This book saved my life, Jim.
You have something else you want to offer to my audience. We like special offers. Tell them about it.
I do. Now, our PR department worked with your folks, Jim, and what we're going to do, anybody who orders the book, and you don't have to order the book. I just think you'd get more out of it if you did, for sure.
Right,
but
right.
We're going to offer them. We have Inner Voice certified coaches that are small business coaches and life coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in anger, anxiety, frustration, fear, or doubt, businesses up and down, you go to innervoicecoach.com, and we're going to give you a free Inner Voice certified coaching. It's a 45-minute coaching valued over $200 for free. I would suggest you get the book, and I don't make that a gimmick or anything. You can go to the coaching without that because you listen to this show. But if you have the book, you'll get a whole heck of a lot more.
Tell them you heard it on my show, and folks, go ahead and get the book. I promise you. And I'll tell you what I'm going to recommend you do. I bet you're going to want to give one away. So go ahead and buy two while you're there. Hey, Russ, thank you for that offer. Give us that website again, please.
It's innervoicecoach.com.
All right, so check
that
out.
They can go to innervoice.com to order the book, but Inner Voice Coach, it's a time driver. They don't even have to talk to anybody. They can look at the calendar, see what days and times are open, and just schedule their free coaching valued over $200 for free.
Thank you, Russ.
Just for listening to your show.
The two questions you went after in your quest and your journey to write Inner Voice was, what's the purpose of life? And who's got the right answer? And the purpose of life, you said was to leave the world as I remember, leave the world better than you found it.
Make the world a little better place, whatever big or small way you can do that.
Yep.
And we've been doing that for years.
Which could be as simple as being a servant. As simple as serving.
Sure. It could be, if you live in Calcutta in a dirt hut, it might be planting a small tree.
Yeah.
You know, it could be making a beautiful golf course. You know, it could be building a house or being a great housekeeper. You know, my house manager, the lady who runs my house, is a godsend for me. She's amazing, and she loves what she does, and it helps my life dramatically. So
you know,
you
don't
have to make a big deal out of that.
I was visiting with my 89-year-old mother earlier, not too long ago. She's in a home, and we got some folks looking after her, and she and I visit. I see her all the time, and she and I are sitting there visiting, and sometimes we our conversations loop. She forgets that she's asked me something. But in a moment of clarity, one day she said, Jim, what do you think the meaning of life is?
Wow.
Now, this is my mother, who's not the philosopher.
Heavy duty.
Out of the blue, she said, what do you think the meaning of life is?
Right.
And I thought a second, and I said, Mom, I think it's love.
Hmm.
Said to her was different from what you said, because making the world a better place, love is part of that, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, Jim, and that's the point of the Inner Voice book, because there's a lot of cliches like, you know, like meaning of life is love. Okay, well, what does that mean? How do I do that? We define love. We define things like humility, tolerance, patience. We define things like letting go of resentments. How do we do it, though? And that's the answer that I wanted. In this book, Inner Voice, I talk in two voices. I talk in the voice of a warrior, and in the voice of a statesperson. The warrior is loosely from 20 to 40 years old when we operate only on human training. Mm-hmm. And a lot of your listeners who own small business, they're in human training. Selfish, self-centered, arrogant, finger-point, judge, blame, criticize, self-pity, victim mode.
Right.
They don't understand the immutable laws of the universe. In other words, like you say, failure. Got to have failure to have success. No different than if you plant a pumpkin seed, you may not get a pumpkin. Why? Well, if you don't plant the seed deep enough, if you don't fertilize it, if you don't water it, if you don't harvest it, you may not get a crop.
But your goal is to help us move.
And you learn how to plant the pumpkin seed, you got to get a pumpkin.
Your goal is to help us move in this book, to help us move from warrior to statesman.
Absolutely. The statesperson phase is usually, I hate to say it, but as I traveled the world working with top religious and spiritual leaders, most of us, to get statesperson, have to go through a life crushing. If you read this book, you might be able to avoid that. Life crushing means either life crushes us, someone crushes us, relationship or otherwise, or we crush ourselves in self-sabotage.
And you become a statesperson when you get tired of being crushed.
Yeah, when you start to learn the power of humility, tolerance, patience, kindness, letting go of resentments and forgiveness. When we learn that those are not a weakness and how to do those to get them to work in our favor, that's when the business success hits the home run.
Right. Folks, I'm going to let that, Russ, I'm going to let that be the last word for today because I want to get you back again. We got more to talk about. I've got a lot more questions for you, Russ. Will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim. This has been great. I've enjoyed our talk.
Give us your website again quickly, please.
Sure, innervoicecoach.com. You go to innervoicecoach.com, go to the time driver, sign up for a free 45-minute coaching, $200 value.
Thanks,
free.
Russ, for being here. I got to wrap it up. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.